Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's number one magazine, showcasing women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. You know, every once in a while, a person comes along our path who has the X factor. You can't quite put your hands on it, and you can't quite describe it, but you know it when you see it. It's a look, it's a glance, or maybe even a kind smile. Well, a few months ago, I met such a person, and lucky for us, she is my guest on the show today. This young lady is a true inspiration for anyone who needs to believe in the next generation of young adults just graduating from college. She is a 2011 Spelman College graduate and a New Orleans native. She is a living example of the Spelman College tradition of being the change you want to see in the world. Along with being the founder of a scholarship program, or a scholarship fund at Spelman, she hosts and plans events across Atlanta to uplift and serve the community. It is my great honor to welcome back to Spark Plug Radio, Miss Mia Boykins. Mia, how are
Hi.
You today?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Great.
Are you ready to talk about uplifting the community and your Feed the Homeless clothing drive event?
Yes, definitely.
Well, Mia, we know you're extremely busy, so let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Well, tell us first and foremost, why are you so passionate about uplifting the community?
Well, I'm very passionate about uplifting the community because I feel that the change has to be done. And a lot of people look at people who are hurting or, you know, homeless or the dejected members of society, and they say, oh, that's so sad, and they just walk past. But in order to change, you have to put forth action. So, you know, I know that when you uplift others, they'll in turn give that back to society, and it just becomes a cycle of love and helping one another.
Now, speaking of the homeless, you have an upcoming Feed the Homeless clothing drive event. Would you be kind enough to tell us a little bit more about this, please?
Okay. I'm having a Feed the Homeless clothing drive event on Saturday, October 8th, from 1 to 4 p.m. It's located at the Atlanta Task Force Homeless Shelter for Men at 477 Peachtree Street Northeast on the corner of Peachtree and Pine. The event is going to entail food giveaways, a clothing drive, clothes, shoes, blankets, coats, as well as toothpaste and toothbrush. Also, there will be ordained ministers and other prayer leaders leading prayer, intercessory prayer over people and over the space, as well as a job fair where a woman is going to come in and she's going to speak about building your resume and how to give a productive interview and things of that nature, and performances by different people from around Atlanta, rappers and singers who are just going to sing and do inspirational song for the people.
Beautiful. Let's get back to, and that, I commend you for doing that too, Mia. Now let's get back to your time at Spelman. While at Spelman, they taught all of y'all that you should be the change you want to see in the world. Why is this quote so very important to you?
It's important to me because, like I said, you know, it's best to actually do what you, you know, not instead of looking down on people and saying, oh, this is sad, just to start, you know, start an action and be the change, you know, because people, they look to you, they look to people for leaders and for examples. And if you're living by example, then people will want to follow that example, you know, just based off of the way you're living your life. You're giving back and you're loving and you're happy and you're supportive, and, you know, people are inspired by that.
Well, Mia, do you have a team of people who assist you in the community, or do you do this kind of work alone?
For the most part, I mean, it's kind of half and half. I do most of the planning and everything alone, as the spirit leads me. But as I'm working, you know, just from different resources, you know, having people like you that help me out to spread the word to the community, as well as other radio shows, Missy Oak, Sister Mathis Speaks, and people who really have an influence over the community, I receive a lot of resources and connections. But, you know, I have a friend named Tiffany Flowers. She's hosting the event with me this Saturday, and we kind of shared the responsibility. She went around and to different supermarkets and got boxes and food donated from several stores and money, and she's organizing the clothes. So we're kind of working as a team, and as we work together, several people just come in to volunteer from the AUC, Spelman Clark Morehouse, and just people from all over. You know, if you take the initiative to do things, it's a lot of people who they want to do things, but they aren't going to necessarily plan an entire event to do it, but they, you know, their heart is in the right place. So they've definitely been giving back and being assets. So many people have donated clothes from around Atlanta, women and men's clothes. Even though the event is for homeless men, I've been collecting women's items as well, just to get people in the notion of giving back and, you know, making them feel comfortable with it, and just bringing it over to the Atlanta Shelter for Women and Children on Northside and Ethel.
Well, Mia, for some of the people who may just be tuning in right now, won't you tell them once again the date and the place where you're having your Feed the Homeless in the clothing drive?
It is this Saturday, October 8th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at 477 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. That's right by the Civic Center and on the corner of Peachtree and Pine.
All right. Mia, tell us about the scholarship fund you started at Spelman, and who does it target?
The name of my scholarship fund is SEA, Student Emergency Assistance, and it is for juniors and seniors at Spelman who have exhausted all of their financial resources and have an impending balance, placing them at risk for expulsion. So it targets juniors and seniors. However, you can apply for it. It's an award based off of the criteria that I set, which is a 3.0 and active in women's empowerment and uplifting the youth as shown by your resume. The scholarship committee and the financial aid office at Spelman actually selects the candidate. I'm just really just in charge of fundraising. And thus far, I've raised over $9,000. I have two recipients who've already received $2,500 under C, and my third recipient is being chosen right now.
Beautiful. Well, how can people assist you on your journey to uplift the community?
Well, just give back, you know, be inspired and be encouraged, motivate others, just try to uplift people every day. You know, you never know what someone's going through. You never know when they need that smile or that extra care. If you see someone on the street, you know, and they're hungry, give them food. Give them a smile. I was at dinner recently, and this homeless man, he was really intoxicated, and he sat at our table, and, like, everyone was being really rude to him and trying to kick him out the restaurant, but he sat at my table, and I offered him some food, and he just broke down crying and told me that I made him feel like a person. And that put me in a very low place in my spirit, because I'm like, wow, you know, I made you feel like a person. A person, like, everyone deserves to feel like they are relevant. And a lot of people overlook these people in the streets, but, you know, they're a human being too. And just don't be judgmental because, you know, either you humble yourself or God will humble you. You never know when you can be homeless or you can just become addicted to drugs. So it's not for anyone to think that anyone's better or even to look at these people as charity. You know, they're just as relevant as the President of the United States. Everyone matters. So, you know, I to help me, just help others, you know, because that's what I stand for. That's what I'm about. And that's just what I want to do in life. But if anyone wants to find out about events that I'm personally having, you can go to my website, which is www.seaoflove.org. It's seaoflove.org. So you can find out about any events that I'm having and contact me, you know, from there, and we can talk about it.
All right. Mia, what are some of your personal goals for life as it relates to uplifting the community?
My main personal goal for life as it pertains to the community is just leaving a mark and an effect on every place that I go. I travel a lot. You know, as Spelman women, we are encouraged to travel abroad and to, you know, just think about things on a global perspective, which is exactly what I'm doing. As I'm starting grad school in London in January for my master's. So I just plan on, you know, giving back to every community that I go to. I plan on going to London, Africa, Israel, and, you know, Atlanta, New Orleans, where I'm from, just everywhere, and encouraging the spirits and boosting the morale of people everywhere, having other people give back and get into the trend of giving to others. You know, there's lots of trends out here in the world that people look at as cool. You know, maybe it's drugs or drinking or partying, but I just want people to get in the spirit of giving back, you know. Let that be a trend. That's cool. That's great, you know, uplifting others, because God definitely blesses those who blesses others, and he definitely restores everything that you give. So, you know, just to encourage everyone and bless everyone.
Hey, Mia, how did you become fluent in French?
I moved to Paris my sophomore year. No, excuse me, my fall semester junior year at Spelman for 5 months, and I went to two universities there. All my classes were taught in French. I did a homestay. My family only spoke French to me, and I just went out into the community every single day and just spoke with people, telling them, I don't understand French very well, but I really want to learn, so teach me something. And every person along the way taught me something different. So it was just about being bold and communicating.
Beautiful. And finally, tell our listeners again how you can be reached and how they can connect with you.
My email that I respond to really quickly is M for Mia Boykins, B-O-Y-K-I-N-S, 2011@gmail.com. My website is www.seaoflove.com. That's Sea of Love with dashes to separate .org. So seaoflove.org. So you can find out about all my events. You'll be able to tune in to the radio shows and everything, you know, all the publications I've been in to talk about these events, and also contact me directly from my website.
All right. Hey, Miss Mia Boykins, founder and president of the Student Emergency Fund at Spelman College, uplifter of the community, and a shining light in Atlanta. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us this morning.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
It's my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business, who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-rate job. So until next time, always remember, when women succeed, the nation prospers. Thanks for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.